This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the free game lineup card. Every Saturday, Teresa Maurer guides us down her son Joe's road to Cooperstown. It's brought to you by Coordinated Business Systems. She's provided some great insights and stories, and today it's stories that she first heard, well, after the fact, something which most parents can relate to. Here's our Mark Janowski.
Growing up in St. Paul, Joe and his brothers were not expected to be saints, but there was a lot of motivation for the boys to be on their best behavior.
There are a lot of Maurers in St. Paul. No matter where you go, with your last name, somebody's going to know you, and they're going to say, oh, you're a Maurer, or, oh, you're a Maurer. So I want it to be, oh, you're a Maurer, not the other one. And I said, we're going to find out, because somebody's going to tell us. We're going to hear about it.
But there are always the stories a parent doesn't hear about until later, like 20 to 25 years later. Sometimes it just comes up in casual conversation, and sometimes the kids, feeling like the statute of limitations has passed, spill the beans. Such as Teresa finding out about a time Joe and the boys were imitating Vern Gagne instead of Tony Oliva.
My husband and I were gone on a weekend, and all of my living room furniture was out on the front yard because they were wrestling in the living room and didn't want to break anything.
So the living room became the squared circle, with one of the boys grappling with Larry, one of their friends.
I'm not sure if he was wrestling Joe or if he was wrestling Billy. Billy was our crazy one who's probably had the good idea of putting all the furniture outside.
What was Teresa's reaction when she finally heard about the hijinks?
First of all, how come we lived on Lexington Parkway? So there are a lot of cars going back and forth. And I'm kind of surprised no neighbor called me to say, do you realize your couch is out in the front? Are you having a yard sale or what?
And then the more Teresa thought about it, she was tipped off that something was amiss, but she just could not put it all together.
Now I remember coming back, the house was really clean when we came back. And it should have clicked on something, but no broken bones. As far as I know, police weren't called and everything came back in. So.
And the house was still standing. You know, the normal checklist parents run through after leaving the kids home alone for a while. But how about when the kids are out on their own? Such as when Joe and Jake shared an apartment down in Fort Myers.
I did hear of basketball games out on the tennis court at like 11 at night with the lights on, which I'm sure the neighbors were really excited about. So.
These treasured times and hidden gems come out after being tucked away for a long time.
Again, another, when they were adults sitting around a campfire, that story come out.
And it's all things they can laugh about now, because as Teresa said, no broken bones, no cops called.
Well, from some of the lesser known stories to the incredible emotional final chapter in Joe's Major League career, his final game, that'll be in next Saturday's Road to Cooperstown, which is brought to you by Coordinated Business Systems, Managed Network Services, Solutions and Software, Copy, Print, Video and Phone Systems. Great job there by Mark Janowski. Well, coming up next, we're going to switch our gears to tonight's game and look at a guy that used to play in the Twins organization. That's in our storyline next here on your home for Twins baseball.